A reading from the book of Sirach. If you choose, you can keep the commandments and they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. God has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before us are life and death, good and evil. Whichever we choose shall be given us. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. God is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God are on those who fear Him. God understands our every deed. No one does He command to act unjustly. To none does He give license to sin. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sirach. In my almost 50 years of preaching, I don't think I ever preached on the book of Sirach. And if there's any Old Testament scholars listening in, they'll recognize that I haven't ever taken a course in Sirach either. But I was intrigued by it from the beginning. And it's no nonsense, yet sensitive wisdom. If you choose, it says, you can keep the commandments. Reminds me of that fellow that I often think about that said to Jesus, if you choose, if you want to, you can make me whole, you can cleanse me. And Jesus responds, if I want to, of course I want to be cleansed. And next, the line from Sirach, if you trust in God, you too shall live. If you trust, if you really believe, there's no obstacle to God's providing even fullness of life, as Jesus promised. It's true. We have freedom. We can make choices according to that freedom. Diane Bergent says that Sirach, in the whole of the tradition of the wisdom books, seems to presume a fundamental order in life. Sirach doesn't suggest that human beings are predestined to conform to this order. We can decide to live in conformity with the way life unfolds, and this is wisdom. Or we can choose to disregard this basic order. And this is foolishness. Human freedom. Human choice. And so the choices presented in the reading are extreme poles. Fire and water, good and evil, life and death. Do you remember that powerful line from the book of Deuteronomy? I've set before you life and death. Blessing and curse. Choose life for God's sake. For God's sake, choose life, that you and your descendants may live. And here's how. By loving the Lord, it says, by heeding His voice, by holding fast to God, you will live. What is placed before us by the authors of Sirach are choices that have to do with essential matters, life and death, good and evil, blessing and curse. It is clearly for us to decide which path we will take, but we better know well that the choice has to do with realities that are life-giving and death-dealing. It's simply the reality that sometimes can come to us. Life presents a series of choices for us. With these choices, we establish the path we will take. We may find ourselves in the middle of very difficult situations, or confusion, or chaos, but we can still make choices about how we will deal with them. So, Sirach presents personal responsibility for our individual human actions And yet he says, God is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God see all that he has made. God understands every human deed. Nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing destroys the divine plan for the universe. Yet we are free, free to make our own judgments. Yes, there's paradox and enigma in our human freedom and divine power. Yet we know it by loving the Lord. The intimate bond between ourselves and God unites the best that we can do with a humble trust that God will lead us still further into the way of understanding and love and peace.